She is on the phone with us right now. We've got Wendy. Hey, Wendy, how are you hanging in there?
Pretty good. Pretty good considering.
You're pretty good considering. So this is, I mean, it's just so beyond the pale. One doesn't even know where to start. But basically, do you feel like you could have kept your home safer? Like, I feel if you have a dog and you have an alarm, like, you're doing everything you can do.
I don't think I could have kept my house any safer. I do know that because I had an alarm system and because the Eureka Police Department responded as quickly as they did, it could have been a lot worse had I not had all of those things going on.
What was the response
time? They had
time?
4 minutes in my house. If I didn't have an alarm, they could have had all day in my house.
Right, right. Wait, how long did it take EPD to get there?
4 minutes.
Wow.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, they did an amazing job. And it wasn't just one. It was one and then, like, 30 seconds later, three others.
Now, it is hard for kids to find a job in this town. So raising a little money is always difficult. What had your son done to raise the money to save up for his iPad?
Well, I don't know if you know, but my son Henry has Down syndrome, and he's 15 years old. He goes to Eureka High, and he has a job through school where he does workability. So he goes out, and his favorite thing to do is to do yard work. So he goes out, and he takes care of the flower beds in Old Town, and he goes to Glen Paul, and he does that sort of stuff. And then he makes dog biscuits in his classroom that they sell at the local pet stores. And he loves it. And so, and he pays taxes and all that fun, exciting stuff. And every month he goes and he puts his paycheck into the bank. And so it took him about a year through working and some birthday money to save up for his iPad.
A year. Wow.
So, school's out, so like a year and a month. But, yeah, it took him a year to save up money for it.
Oh, that is some discipline. How did he take it?
He was devastated. Mm. I was kind of trying to hide it from him, but I can't hide anything from Henry. And he asked me, he said, "Mommy, the bad people stole my iPad." And I said, "You know, what do you say?" I said, "Yeah, sweetie." I said, "But we'll take care of it." And he said, "Why did they steal it?" And, you know, it's like as a parent, you try to be as honest with your kids as possible without scaring them. And so I just said, you know, someone thought that they needed your iPad more than you do, and kind of drew a blank after that and just held him as he was crying.
So you said, "We will take care of this." Andrew Goff is over here, and he's been monitoring the comment section on the Lost Coast Outpost article about the thing. Goff, what do we know so far? Because there have been some twists and turns.
Well, I mean, this post only went up on the Outpost 2 hours ago. And in that time, we have kind of had what we'll just call an outpouring of, you know, how can we help? And so we got a call here down at the station from a woman that she said she and her friends would like to anonymously, they were getting together, taking up a donation, and wanted to purchase Henry a new iPad. We were then also contacted by the people at Simply Macintosh, who said that they would discount an iPad, and so we've gotten those two groups of people together. So I think we have some serious movement as far as getting some new technology to your son.
Did you get all that, Wendy?
Yes, and I'm honored. I'm touched. You can say so many things about Eureka and Humboldt County and negative things, but we have such a generous community that part of me isn't surprised. But thank you. And I wanted to say too. I mean, I don't know if this is a selfless plug or not, and if it is, well, okay, it is. But, you know, there's a group out there. It's Families Advocating Autism Now. It's a local group. And one of the things that they do is they purchase iPads and they donate them to classrooms that have special needs kids in the classroom, specifically autism, but not just limited to autism, because iPads have been such a valuable learning tool for kids. Kids with autism a lot of times have no speech or limited speech. And with an iPad, they're able to communicate where they couldn't before. They can say something to their parents like, you know, I have to go to the bathroom, or I'm hungry, or I love you. And as a parent, to be able to hear your child say that through an iPad when they've never been able to say it before is just, I can't even imagine the feeling. I mean, I know what it's like when I hear my son say it. And to have your child that doesn't have speech be able to say it, it's just, I'm sure it's an overwhelming feeling. And so if people want to donate to help other kids that are special needs, they can go to that website. There's a donate page, and they can help other kids get iPads.
Wendy, give us that website one more time.
Well, it's a long website, but it's family-advocating-autism-now.
.org.com?
.com.
Let's see. All right, got it. We got it right here. Okay.
Yeah, there's a donate tab there.
Well, that is fantastic. So, so what I hear you saying is that there has been a lot of support, both from the comment section and this group, Families Advocating Autism Now.
There's been support everywhere. I mean, even people sending me messages on Facebook that I don't know, saying that, you know, this makes them angry, and they hope that Henry can get his iPad back. And just, Humboldt County is a wonderful place. And the people that live in Humboldt County are just generous more than any other community I've ever known.
Well, Wendy, it's super nice of you to take the time to talk to us. Mm-hmm. I know your phone has been busy because I've been calling it a lot. But thanks for talking on K-Hum. Goff, do you have any other questions for her?
I would just say stay with us when we go off the air, and we'll get you. I'll get you the number of the person that reached out to us.
All right. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
So, in other words, this is. It seems very likely that this iPad will be replaced. You know. The plans are that ball is it's rolling. Let me ask you, this is my last question, because as a person who has had your home broken into and had property stolen, and now you're on the other side of it where you're seeing all these people sort of reach out. Wendy, people, inherently good, inherently bad?
Absolutely inherently good. I was talking to Kim Kemp, and I said, talk about turning an absolute negative into a positive. It makes it's not such a bad thing after all. Absolutely inherently good.
It's an opportunity for people to demonstrate compassion and charity taking a situation like this and making something else out of it.
One more thing I want to add. I'm kind of chatting with Kim as we're doing this, and she notes that I think she's gonna follow up with you, Wendy, and do a follow up post, and we're gonna have a link to the website you mentioned,
okay,
as well as the audio of this up on the Outpost probably sometime later today.
Well,
thank you
from all of us at K-Hum. Tell Henry to hang on in there, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I do appreciate it.